You're listening to The Cube Show on demand. Get loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's The Cube Show.
This is All Born Radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God want us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I?
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Cole, it's Monday, man. It's Monday. I want to get you excited for Monday. No one likes Mondays. No one likes Mondays at all. By the way, I'm going to bring this to you from Stand Up Live Huntsville. Great week coming up. Carly Aquilino is going to be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I should say, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We'll have tickets for her coming up later in the week. But, Cole, Mondays are hard to get through.
Sure.
You know, I mean, granted, we're almost 3 hours through our Monday. But most people, their Monday's just starting. And that's why I wanted to offer some motivation to not only you, but to everyone listening. And I wanted to offer this in the form of song. Now, I'm not going to sing to you, but I am going to let Glenn Tamplin sing to you. Now, Glenn Tamplin, for those of you who don't know, it's because you shouldn't, is the owner and manager of a Billericay Town club team that's in England.
A what?
Billericay Town, it's a club team in the 7th Division of England. That's the Isthmian League. You don't need to know all of this stuff. I'm just telling you it's soccer.
Yeah, because I don't know any of it.
Yeah, it's soccer, so it's understandable you won't know. So, this was a speech that was given before the game. And if you need motivation to get through your Monday, he's going to help you get through it. He's also going to do it with a little bit of help from...
Now, what is this speech preparing his guys for?
A game.
So this is pregame?
This is a pregame speech.
Okay.
And just like your pre-Monday speech.
It's not like a team meeting or something?
It's essentially a team meeting.
But this is in the locker room before they're getting ready to go out
and play.
This
is in the locker room. Just him and the guys. Just him and some bros.
All right.
And a camera dude. And he's going to get you ready for your Monday with a little bit of unexpected help from a song that I probably wasn't expecting when I went into this.
Right, boys, listen. I told this man, Saturday afternoon when you went out second half, what did I say?
They don't want it enough.
They don't want it enough, they're going to lose. I'm not letting you go out now, not ready. Because I let you go out Saturday and I knew you f***ing weren't ready. I f***ing knew it. Right now, out there what I see, I don't see people that want it enough. I don't see people that are taking today personal enough. We're leaving here today knowing for a fact we're not losing one single battle in our war today for 90 minutes. Okay? Not one. Because one's too fucking many. And the other reason I knew you went up for it is the way you sung this song as well on Saturday. We're going to get in here. We're going to sing the song. I've put some words in the middle. We're going to sing our song properly. So you suck in deep now. You get in this fucking circle and you sing this for your fucking lives.
Okay, now.
Goodness gracious.
I'm pumped. I'm already pumped. But he references a song that they're about to sing, and you have a team song, just like the 98 Auburn Tigers, I'm sure, had a team song. You know, it was 98 degrees or something, I'm sure. I don't know. What was your guys' team song in 98, Cole?
The Thong Song? I don't know.
Okay, Thong Song. That's
what
respectable.
What songs were out in 98?
Okay.
Big Pimpin'? I don't remember
that
98
may have been
songs.
Good. Well, this is their team song, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready to run through a wall after I hear the song start.
Come on! This is our day! We don't get another opportunity like today! We don't get another opportunity!
Come on!
Here we go!
Okay, first of all,
I don't know what this song is.
If you don't know the chord, this is R. Kelly, just to let you know first.
I am a mountain. I am a tall tree.
This is The World's Greatest by R. Kelly.
Oh, okay.
But what's about to happen?
I am a swift wind sweeping the country.
And what's about to happen is he is about to get his entire team to sing this song to get ready for their game.
Hmm.
Oh, he's ready.
I am a tall tree, oh, I am a swift wind, sweeping the country. I am a river, down in the valley, oh, I am a vision, I can see clearly. Anybody ask you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say.
Now, first of all, I like this song a lot. I like R&B and I like R. Kelly. I'm just going to tell you now, I like R. Kelly.
Why?
Because it's a good song. It's a catchy song. It's nice.
No, you said I like R. Kelly and I said why.
Oh, why I like R. Kelly? Oh, because he's got great songs. I Believe I Can Fly is good. All that stuff's good. but he's got a room full of grown-ass men singing R. Kelly, I'm the World's Greatest. And by the way, in the middle of some of these lyrics, he's screaming at his team. It gets better.
I'm that star up in the sky.
Okay, wait.
Okay. He's that they're the star in the sky.
He just got his room full of grown men to say, I'm that star up in the sky.
Pretty cool.
This is a girl anthem song, I feel like it's happening.
I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. And I made it.
Shut your eyes.
I'm the world's greatest.
Shut your eyes.
Why do they need to have their eyes closed? I don't understand.
He wants you to feel it.
The world's greatest.
Shut your eyes.
Feel it.
Greatest. Shut your eyes.
I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
Why don't you go and shut your eyes and think about today? Think about what you're going to do on that pitch. Have that battle with yourself. Shut your eyes and sing.
I am a giant, I am an eagle, oh, I am a lion, down in the jungle, I am a marching band, I am the people, oh, I am a helping hand, I am a hero, if anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look him in the face and say,
what are you going to tell him, Cole?
I'm the world's greatest. I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
Yeah. Now wait, you think it's done?
I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes.
Nope, it's not done. Because Cole? Okay, go ahead, because it's not done.
They had to learn the words to this.
Or maybe they already knew it. Maybe this is their team song, actually, when he said, sing your song. Now, Cole, it's not done. The song is over, but the motivation is not done.
I want to beat my opponents. I want to embarrass my opponents. I will not lose one f***ing battle. Who are we?
The greatest!
Oh, here we go.
Weakness will not be in my heart.
It sounds like a Pat
Dye
special.
God will be by my side. I will look at my brothers. I will draw strength from them. Who are...
Hey, maybe someone should turn off the phone.
He's got their cell phone on.
Hey, I'm trying to give an impassioned speech here to my team.
Be by my side. I will look at my brothers. I will draw strength from them. Who are we?
The greatest.
I will act violently. I will fucking rip out the heart of my enemy.
Wow.
I will leave them bleeding on the floor because no one can and no one can stop me. Who are we?
The greatest.
Who are we?
The greatest.
I do not understand the definition of retreat. I do not understand when things go wrong. I do not understand mistakes. I
what
understand victory.
What
I understand
mean?
Sacrifice. Who are we?
Hey, I don't understand mistakes.
I understand victory. I do not understand mistakes.
Wait, hold on. That's how you don't learn things.
I don't understand mistakes.
How'd you lose the game?
I do not understand mistakes.
I understand victory.
Okay,
I understand sacrifice.
Yes.
Who are we?
The greatest.
The mountaintop. Not next week. Right now we fight.
The tall tree.
Is everybody's phone on?
The stiff wind. Coast
right
to coast.
Fight. Right now we believe. Who are we?
The greatest.
In your home, in your house. You will never let anyone defeat you or your family. Who are we?
The greatest.
Who are we?
The greatest.
Every f***ing inch today. We fight and we win. Who are we?
The greatest.
Who are we?
The greatest.
Go get after it, Cube Show family.
Only one question for that clip. Did they win the game?
No, but they won the entire league. They won the championship.
But they lost that game.
No, they won the game. I'm saying they also won the championship.
Okay, well then, cool, it worked. Let's get to 10 After Tweets, brought to you by First Family Mortgage.
Bring me the tweet!
Go to 1FMC.com.
Now, I imagine Coach Tuberville being a little like that in the locker room. Was he like that?
No, not at all.
What would he have you guys sing before a game?
We didn't sing.
Not a single thing?
Nope.
By the way, I cut down that clip while like
sung
two
the
and a half
fight
minutes.
Song in Tuscaloosa in 2000.
Oh, cool.
What I had? To, I mean,
would like, you guys yell after you were done? You're the greatest.
Hey, I made it.
I mean, Cole, seriously, this is their team song.
I'm a mountain hill of hope.
I am a river.
I'm a...
down in the valley. Oh, I am a vision. I can see clearly.
That's their team song.
I bet my life R. Kelly didn't write that song.
What, this?
In the face from say, I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak.
By the way, in the music video, he's singing in the middle of a boxing ring.
I'm the world's greatest.
I wonder who made that belt he has on. I wonder where that belt is right now.
It's a giant belt.
Yeah, it's big.
The belt is his entire midriff.
It's not a great song.
Hold on, this part's good. The world's greatest. We just talks in between his words.
I am a giant.
Scoop Whoop 99 tweets in, this is the greatest Monday hype song ever! About to crush some TPS reports today. Hashtag Cube Show, da best. Like Dable, da best. Michael Blackburn tweets, nothing gets the competitive juices flowing quite like R. Kelly. I had that,
when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.
Boys, you guys, shut your eyes and think about today.
Shut your eyes, think about the TPS ports you have to do today.
Remember the best of both worlds, R. Kelly and Jay-Z put out an album together. I had that. I used to bump that when I was drug rep for Santa Fe, rolling around in my Pontiac Grand Prix issued by the company. Had a CD player in it. Bobby Barnett tweets, that Cube Show is the request line open, ? Hashtag bleep. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP. We spin the hits here on Cube Show.
Oh, clearly. I mean, can you hear what we just played for you guys?
Down in the valley, oh, I have a vision. I can see clearly.
I am a vision?
You know what my favorite part is? I go back and find it.
Streetwear?
I'm that star up in the sky.
Star I get. Mountain I get.
Just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star.
Oh, you wouldn't.
I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak of high.
Hey, I made it.
Shut your eyes.
I love that part.
Hey, I made it.
Shut your eyes.
You're not feeling it.
Shut your eyes.
Tim McFalls tweets at Cube Show, AJ McCarron, Heisman runner-up sushi expert, slices and dices in every aspect of his life.
Hey, sir.
Shut your eyes.
Fallen on Malaysia's tweets, 10 years ago I'd say Sean Alexander, but I think you have to go with Julio because he's so dynamic.
Shut your eyes.
Pollmaster General at CFB underscore Poindexter tweets at Cube Show. Maybe I'm old school, but I picked John Hanna. There are ways to work around a poor line, but I'd rather have a good one. Most people would.
That's what I do when I watch offensive line play.
Glenn Knight tweets in at Cube Show. How'd the Friday night Fate of the Furious go? We didn't make it.
Yeah, we didn't go Friday night.
Not the world's greatest.
That's what I feel like I'm going to do when we watch that this week.
Falling on my laces tweets, I bet R. Kelly would pee on the other team's mascot.
Whoa.
Probably.
Whoa, come on. Just because he recorded it doesn't mean it's true. You think when he did that, he...
I don't know.
Moon Pies tweets, how does this soccer team know all the words to this R. Kelly song?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I like that. I see you singing it. I don't see you feeling singing it.
Tim Marsh tweets in, Derek Thomas had the ability to significantly alter the opponent's offensive strategy. Could not be blocked. Hashtag R-O-L-L-T-I-D-E. Hashtag Derek Thomas. Bobby Barnett tweets, that's what my wife says when we kiss. Bay of Pigs.
Why are your eyes open?
If we are requesting, can we get Fiesta by R. Kelly? That was actually R. Kelly and Jay-Z.
Yeah, but that's not a hype-up song for anybody that I know of.
This shouldn't be a hype-up song for anyone.
They won the championship. They won the Infentilman League. What was the name of that league? So you guys go look it up.
Fentanyl League?
It's the Isthmian League. Yeah, not really a song. Listen, I'll download that song in a heartbeat. Hey, this tweet comes courtesy of Thaddeus Mackay Moss. Do you know who that is?
Thaddeus Moss. I've heard that name. It's not ringing a bell right now.
It's Randy Moss's son.
Ah.
Who is transferring to North Carolina State. He was visiting LSU over the weekend and said, I'd like to thank, how do you capitalize God? How do you say if it's capitalized?
God!
I'd like to thank him. I will be transferring to LSU in the summer. Hashtag go Tigers. Here he is in a photograph with Darius Geis. You don't really need to see that. Hey, this tweet comes from...
Wait, he put his picture of Darius Geis in his... Announcing he's transferring to North Carolina State?
No, he's transferring from North Carolina State to LSU. This tweet comes from Sports TV Ratings. Warriors Trailblazers earned a 3.1 overnight. That's best for a first-round game on ESPN since 2014.
So now we get Karl Malone and Randy Moss views during LSU games this year.
Thank God.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. Ben Cafardo says, game last night, which Spurs gear is, drew a 2.5 overnight. That's up 19%. And here you go, Cole. An NBC hockey game. Sports TV rating says in preliminary non-time zone adjusted Nielsen numbers, Canadiens Rangers drew a 2.27 million from 8 to 11 p.m. on NBC.
It's that actually
was,
good for
that
them.
That was from Saturday night. Yeah, still well below basketball, by the way, on a cable network.
But it hasn't been time zone adjusted yet.
Yeah, it'll probably be like a 30.
Could easily go down to a 1-9. Arky, I got great news for you. You're not going to believe this. CBS News, at CBS News, tweets 13 hours ago. Be kind, rewind, in Alaska, the last frontier of Blockbuster Video.
Oh, you know the strange thing?
I know they still have one.
I know a lot more stuff about Alaska than I should know. My wife, obviously, is from there. I've mentioned this before. She knows very much about this Blockbuster. And she says it's actually a really good Blockbuster. I don't even know how
that's... the only Blockbuster. Connor Knighton is... Or I'm sorry, Kevin Daymude is the manager of the Blockbuster in Anchorage, Alaska, and says, I can't tell you how many business cards I've given to people because they literally do not believe I'm from a Blockbuster Video. He's been there 26 years since the days of returning VHS tapes and having to rewind them. Be kind, rewind, he says. We had stickers on them.
Oh, I remember the Be Kind, Rewind stickers.
Still around.
Wow. Well, just one. If you want to go to Alaska to get it, you can.
I remember when you rented...
Probably nothing's close to anything in Alaska, so it's not like you're going to be like, just live in one town and go get it.
When you rented your video, it was a huge deal of whether or not your video is going to be rewound.
Because they charged
it in the VCR.
Oh, yeah, but they would... Really? Because they would charge...
They didn't all rewind them all.
They would charge them to rewind them. Maybe they just charged you and didn't rewind.
Oh, and then if you got the wrong movie, it was something bad. That was the worst.
Just open it up and look for the name. We had to do all that when I worked at Blockbuster just for the and movie gallery. Rest in peace, movie gallery. Also, we had to do that for all the DVDs and stuff, too. It's the least fun thing ever.
Colin Holiday tweets in, a Cube Show on the way to Atlanta for an interview, and after that segment, I'm ready to run through a wall. Hashtag shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes!
Former intern for us.
Fono Malasis tweets, did Anarchy chasing R. Kelly to get hyped during his soccer career? Question.
You're going to think this is stupid. I legitimately sang Garth Brooks in my head.
Shut your eyes!
And I'll leave you with this, a tweet I bet you never thought you'd hear on the show.
What's that?
Michael Blackburn, @mblackburn_87 tweets, speaking of Alaska, I miss @OliviaBTweeting on the @Cube Show.
Never thought I would hear that.
All right, we'll be back with Clay Matvick. He was on the call for the Tennessee spring game next. Welcome back in, Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yump. Clay Matvick joins us now. He was on the call for the Tennessee spring game over the weekend. Clay, good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Trying to keep my sanity here. My wife's on a business trip, so I've got all three kids by myself for 2 days.
Wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah, they're all 7 and under. So
you were on the call for the Tennessee spring game Saturday, another abbreviated spring game, cut a little bit short. I want to start with the quarterbacks. You were working next to Clint Sterner, who played quarterback in this conference. What were the takeaways of that position for the Vols in 2017?
Well, first off, I mean, it's really disappointing that, it was cut so short. I think, from the quarterback position, we were able to ascertain everything we needed to and what we were probably going to get out of it, even if it had gone the full length. But there were so many other position groups that I kind of felt like we didn't really get a full feel for how it's going to play out come the fall. But at quarterback, there's no doubt that Quentin Dormady is the guy to beat out. Jared Garantano is a very talented player. He looks the part. He's 6'4", 205. He's just green. He doesn't have the experience. He doesn't have the time and rank like Dormady has. And it was apparent on Saturday. Dormady didn't miss a pass. He was 10 for 10, showed great poise, great command of the offense, threw a couple of touchdowns. I think he was over 100 yards passing. So, I mean, everything points to Dormady being the starter on September 4th against Georgia Tech down in Atlanta. Now, I think Garantano at some point is going to be the starting quarterback of the Tennessee Volunteers. Now, is that going to be early this year? Is that going to be at some point this year? Or is it going to be in a season to come? But Garantano says everything right, has all of the skill sets that you need to play quarterback in this conference. It's just he doesn't have the experience yet, and Dormady does. And you saw that play out on Saturday, and he just had an amazing day. Even the skills challenge, Dormady dominated. I mean, he hit all the targets and looked smooth. He's probably the guy, barring an injury or something unforeseen happening, that'll take the offense out there on September 4th.
Visiting with Clay Matvick. You can follow him on Twitter @ClayMatvick. ESPN play-by-play voice was on the call for the Tennessee spring game on Saturday. What else on that offense feels like, after you saw him up close and talking to the coaches, it could be a strength of this football team in 2017?
Well, they've got a weapon in Juwan Jennings outside, 6'3", 200-pound receiver, who's probably going to be their number one wideout. Just a fierce competitor. He was second in receiving last year behind Josh Malone, who left early. So that is a position that needs someone to step up. And there's no doubt Jennings has big-time playability. We saw that at Georgia last year where he caught the Hail Mary pass. I mean, he makes things happen. And Dormady has a connection with Jennings. We saw that as well on Saturday, even though we only got one half of football. Another thing that stood out to me, Cube, is the tight ends. They used the tight ends a lot. And now that might be because Larry Scott is a tight ends coach by trade, and he's the new offensive coordinator. But Ethan Wolfe, who's a really good tight end anyway, is going into his senior year. And he's got a little Jason Witten about him. He caught a touchdown or caught a pass maybe right inside the 5-yard line on a pretty pass from Dormady. Maybe that's how it was. I can't remember exactly. But the tight ends were targeted a lot. And right behind Ethan Wolfe is his younger brother, Eli. And he looked good, too. I mean, these guys are big, 6'6", 6'4", and they look the part. And they've got a third tight end who also factored in on Saturday, a kid from Germany who's now a senior, Jakob Johnson, converted linebacker. He's had a big spring. All three of those guys were out there running around, looking good, catching passes, throwing blocks. The tight ends are going to factor prominently in this offense. And I think, again, it's because Larry Scott, you know, has that in his pedigree. And one more thing, Cole, that popped out to me is this Trey Smith, who's going to be a true freshman offensive tackle, or maybe he'll play a little guard. We'll see. He played both on Saturday. He looks the part of an SEC offensive lineman right now, 6'6", 300 pounds. He's green, too, but he's a man, and he looked like he could handle himself right out of the gate. I would not be surprised if he's right out there as a starter on September 4th, maybe at right tackle is kind of what they're saying, but he's got a great future. He was the number one high school recruit, I should say, this past spring. So he's an early enrollee who's going to hit the ground running.
Visiting with Clay Matvick, ESPN play-by-play voice, at Clay Matvick via Twitter. Do you think that the kids get excited, and do you think the fans were excited being there in the stadium about some of the other things that Butch Jones does? You mentioned that skills competition with the quarterback. They do some different things around the spring game there in Knoxville. Do the kids react well to that, in your opinion?
Yeah, they do. The players do. There's no doubt. Especially, they got started with the circle of life thing, and it was no coincidence that Trey Smith was the first one called out there to get in the circle of life. I mean, they wanted to put him on display right away. And you know, the weather was actually pretty good at the start of this thing. I mean, it was pleasant. It wasn't hot. It was cloudy. We knew that there was rain in the forecast and that could be a threat. But at the time the spring game started, the weather was good. Everybody was fired up. There was a nice atmosphere there, but it kind of quickly came to an end at halftime when there was lightning in the area. And then of course we cleared the field. And then I think about 5 minutes later, the hail came down. But no, I think that the way that they had it formatted, you know, they had the circle of life, that leverage drill, they had wide receivers against the defensive backs, one-on-one scheduled. We didn't see that. We did see O-line versus D-line for a while. That looked pretty good. I think they enjoy that, and especially the younger kids who don't or haven't had a chance to be out in front of the big crowd at Neyland Stadium yet. I think that, you know, it's their first taste, and they look forward to getting out there any way they can.
Clay Matvick with us. I heard you guys talking a little bit about the defense, and I know Jonathan Kongbo didn't really take part in the spring game. Defensive end is a pretty big question mark for this team. Losing Derek Barnett, losing Corey Vereen, a guy who I thought a lot of last year, had maybe the best motor in the SEC. LaTroy Lewis was a guy that got big snaps for them at that spot. What does that position look like, in your opinion, in this coming up fall?
Well, I think Kongbo is going to be good to go health-wise, just been nicked up, but know, he was the number one JUCO player in the country a couple of years ago. And last year he played mostly inside, but he's naturally a defensive end, and that's where I think he's projected to start. I would think he's going to be a starter at D end. And Daryl Taylor, who's a sophomore this fall, played in 8 games last year. He had a nice spring. They expect a lot from him. They expect him to be a contributor, especially when it comes to the sack numbers. So he was an understudy of Barnett, who really took Taylor under his wing, and still is. I mean, he was there on Saturday and was on the sideline, and he's still coaching these guys up. I really expect those two to be the starters, and then after that, it's anybody's guess. Another guy they're fired up about is an early enrollee out of Miami, a true freshman, DeAndre Johnson. And he may you know, get early playing time and have an impact right away as a rookie.
Clay Madfick joining us. What were your thoughts just about the staff? There's been some changes, and especially on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the staff continuity could be better? Is that something that's going to help this football team a lot?
Well, the continuity, that's interesting. I don't think we're going to know until maybe a month or so into the season how things are coming together from that standpoint. I mean, you had 6 changes. On the coaching staff, Larry Scott, who we talked about, he replaces Mike DeBoard as the offensive coordinator. Mike Canales is the new quarterback's coach, and he's been thrown into a situation where he's got to help name a starter. So he's got his work cut out right away. They've got a new wide receivers coach, a new offensive line coach. Brady Hoke is the new coach on the defensive line. And last year, of course, he was the defensive coordinator at Oregon, so that's a big upgrade at that position. You know, we'll have to wait and see. I think it's going to be something that will play itself out. But they don't have a lot of time. I think they've got to hit the ground running, Hugh, because they've got a tough test in Georgia Tech week 1, then week 3, they're taking on Florida, on the road. And then they host Georgia right away in September 2. And between Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia, I think you're probably agreeing with me on this, I think, the East is going to be won by one of those 3. So by the end of September, I think we're going to know a lot about where Tennessee is going to go. And something we didn't get a chance to talk about on the air because we were cut short, but, Butch Jones has won 9 games the last 2 years. That's great. He's won 3 straight bowl games. But you can tell by all the coaching changes on his staff that the pressure is on him. I don't even know that 9 wins and a bowl victory this year, if they don't win the East, is going to be a season of success. So there's a lot of pressure on this coaching staff to congeal right away and have success out of the gate. And I think by the end of the month of September, we're going to know where it's at.
Clay, great stuff, man. Really do appreciate it. Speaking of that early part of the schedule, how much was Georgia Tech discussed? Just not the fact that they're the opener, but that it's going to be such a different offense that they're facing.
That's a very good point. Yeah, they've got to face that goofy triple option right out of the gate. And Bob Shoops talked about it, the defensive coordinator. He said that, they dedicated the last 2 Tuesdays, the Tuesdays during the spring practice, just to that. So he loves the fact that they get Georgia Tech first so that they can spend some time during the preseason working on that. Because you know how it is when you're prepping for an opponent during the year, you only get a handful of days to get that game plan in place. Well, they're getting essentially 3 months to get a game plan in place defensively to stop that triple option. And Shoop said that he's very grateful that they've got him first.
Great stuff, Clay. Appreciate it, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, anytime, Cube. Appreciate it. And it was fun to see a couple weeks ago, and I look forward to doing it again.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Clay Madfick, play-by-play voice for ESPN, joining us there on the phone talking Tennessee spring. And I liked what I saw from the offensive line. Trey Smith at right guard, I thought looked good. Jashawn Robertson at center, I think is a big-time physical upgrade for those Vols. Along the offensive line, Drew Richmond, I saw some good and bad at tackle, but he's still progressing. He's growing. He's still young. I think this Tennessee offensive line, they didn't have anybody out there. Jack Jones wasn't out there. There's still some guys that are nicked up. They could actually be better. And the reason that I sort of say it with hesitation, is this will be the third or fourth year in a row that we've said this about how many starters are coming back and all this experience is back, and they've never grown. They've never gotten any better. I believe that Tennessee's offensive line could actually be better this year than they were a year ago. Now, they started eight different offensive lines last year. That's, you're never going to be too good when you do that.
I completely agree with Clay in that there is a lot of pressure on this team to gel quickly, because Tennessee's already been at that nine-win point. They're going to expect SEC East contending and or winning. They were contending last year. They're going to expect Tennessee to be winning the SEC East. And the practical matter is that they may not be ready to. I mean, with the youth, that the all the positions concerned that they have, they may not be ready to win their division. It's a very wide open division, but I mean, Tennessee fans have been waiting for a few years. They thought that Josh Dobbs last year was going to be the year that they win the East. So now they're going to expect some kind of progress. They want to build. They don't want to build, drop off, and then build back up. Because otherwise, why are you recruiting all these 4- and 5-star guys? Why are you building this depth if you can't expect somebody to come up? They look at teams like Ohio State and Alabama, who win their conference and division with freshman quarterbacks, and they're thinking, why can't we do that? Why can't we bring a new starter in who may not be a freshman? Why can't we bring someone in to be able to compete and win this division?
Yeah, it's
may not be fair, but I mean, with the depth that Tennessee's getting back to, should it be considered fair?
I agree with you that no matter what, this team cannot go backwards. From a perception standpoint, from a record standpoint, from a performance standpoint. And that's going to be very difficult considering who they did lose.
That's 8 regular season wins to equal.
It's no Dobbs. It's no Kamara.
No
Malone. No Hurd's going to be taking his talents to Baylor. So.
He was on the team for most of the season.
And maybe if they had him at wide receiver where he thinks he's going to play at Baylor, that
maybe they were in Atlanta.
Maybe. Back with more Cube Show. TV listings and another one next.
Just want to mention the tonight is pretty clear of anything major happening on the ump. 6 o'clock, though, Hey Coach. The last installment of Hey Coach of 2016-17 and until August. And then you'll have Braves at the Met tomorrow at 5:55.
All right. Before we get to TV listings.
Hey, the Braves are red cold. They've lost, like, what, 6 in a row?
It's a good thing. Valley Equipment Rental, 964-6081, 964-6081. Give them a call today. If you were out in the yard working like I was this weekend, I had to cut some limbs down, sort of clear up the driveway. We had to clear out some stumps from a few bushes that we're trying to get rid of in the yard. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, man, I need that stump grinder from Valley Equipment Rental. Why did I not go by and talk to Ross and Tanner and the guys and get them to help me out with this project this weekend? You can head over to valleyequipmentrents.com, valleyequipmentrents.com, and they'll help you out with tillers, pressure washers, stump grinders, and more. Go check out their selection online at valleyequipmentrents.com today, or stop by 3551 South Memorial Parkway and see how Valley Equipment Rental can help you. Let's get to our TV listings. I always feel like somebody's watching me,
and I have no privacy. Oh, oh. Monday.
It's always a pretty jam-packed day for television listings. Did you watch anything good over the weekend? I told you earlier in the show that I watched The Purge Election Year. It wasn't as terrible as I expected, and I have no idea why I was interested in it. But I saw it there. I've got free HBO and Cinemax for the next few days via DirecTV. So I said, I'm just going to go find a bunch of movies and record them. Recorded my favorite movie ever besides Predator, 25th Hour. So I've got that on my DVR as we speak.
Watch 3 more episodes of Bloodline.
Is your wife back in, or she still think it's terrible?
No, she's in. She's in. She is, takes breaks. But 3 episodes in, we're to the point where the detective tapes have been found out that they got leaked to Danny? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we just finished that episode. So we're pretty excited about where that's going. Now, she fell asleep the last 10 minutes, which is funny. She should know this by now. She looks at me, she wakes up, she's like, did I miss anything? He's like, yeah, they kind of do this stuff at the end of the episode. And so I had to tell her, she's like,
critical time.
She's like, do I need to watch it? I'm like, I just told you about it.
Brad Jones tweets, only one song to listen to before sporting events, Phil Collins in the air tonight. Falling on my laces. Falling on my laces is also tweeting, and how many games do the Braves have to lose before you guys boot them off the ump?
110.
Wow. But you're saying there's a number.
There is a number.
That's still in play, by the way.
By the time we get to 110, it'll be high school football season and football, so we'll be able to take them off easily.
So how many wins would that allow them to have?
At that point, like 30?
Yeah. Wow, it's in play, though. It is in play. All right, coming up tonight, Big Bang Theory, CBS, 7 o'clock. It is not a new episode. Dancing with the Stars is live on ABC at 7. The Voice is live on NBC at 7.
Mm.
You want to dance? You want to sing? You choose.
I want America's Got Talent to come back. That's what I want. I don't want to do either one of those.
National Lampoon's Animal House on Cinemax tonight at 7.
Mm, yes!
Bama Zach BET has Takers tonight at 7 p.m.
You remember what channel that was on ATTUverse? Yeah, Intern's Gone.
I forgot. Yeah.
Were you looking around to see if we like wrote it down in marker somewhere?
Well, he wrote it down for me.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't remember where I put it. So. And Fox News Channel tonight, 7 p.m. Tucker Carlson tonight. He takes over for Mr. O'Reilly.
Oh, that's too bad. Maybe you shouldn't sexually harass dozens of people.
Let's go to our game of the night.
Cube Show Game of the Night.
What up, Hot Chocolate?
NBC Sports Network.
Uh-huh. Since The Voice is on NBC.
Oh. Because you would never put playoff hockey over that, but I thought it was better than everything.
Well, they put it on NBC on Saturday, and it ended up doing $2.2 million, which is still a little over half of what NBA did, even in its crappiest matchups. But go ahead.
No, actually, there is no hockey on tonight.
Oh, good! Then we can break.
And unfortunately, classic college football... 9 p.m., ESPN Classic, 1997, Auburn versus Tennessee.
Oh,
get me out of here.
I know that ends.
Get me out of here. Hey, I want to tell you about our friends over at Bucks Island. Some of the best people in the boat business have been around a long time, like Bucks Island. They've been in business since 1948. What about Crest Pontoons, Archie Shea?
What about them?
They've been in business since 1957.
What?
Mercury, going on 75 years. These folks know a little bit about boats. Why don't you call Bucks Island today? 1-800-I'M-READY. 1-800-I'M-READY. Bucks Island has over 200 boats in stock today. And right now, you can get a $1,000 rebate off all Crest 2016 model year pontoons. And Crest is powered by Mercury that comes with a 5-year warranty. Call 1-800-I'M-READY, 1-800-I'M-READY, or go to bucksisland.com today. Let's get to another one.
Another one.
Call this weekend, we've talked about it briefly in our discussions with guests today. LSU football had to cancel a spring game. Not after it didn't start, got a few snaps in, had to cancel because of rain, storms, and lightning mainly. So they tweeted out, because of lightning in the area, the spring game will not be resumed at Tiger Stadium. To which Florida Gators football tweets, it's at GatorsFB, #safety first, emoticon Gator, emoticon Tiger. Because there's like, hey, weather, we got to reschedule. Oh, man, that's sassy.
I like it.
I like it, too. I love Twitter beef.
Another one.
For me, Rajon Rondo fined $25,000. No, he didn't criticize officials, didn't get into a fight. He stuck out his leg on the bench, apparently attempting to trip Jay Crowder in a game. Now, after the game, Rondo said, I had ACL surgery, and sometimes I just need to stretch my knee out because it gets stiff. Not like there wasn't a lot of other opportunity for him to do that, but he did seemingly try to trip a player live in a game.
You're an old football player. You know what it's like when you just need to stretch the legs every now and then?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've had five surgeries on one knee. Every now and then, you got to stretch it out.
So what's the problem? Do you know, you have a problem with Rajon Rondo telling you, hey, a little tight knee right now.
Rondo said, when you tear an ACL, your legs get stiff on you every once in a while. I stretch my leg out. I also do that throughout the game. I guess he was so deep into our bench, it looked like maybe whatever may have happened.
That doesn't make sense at all. But
it looked like maybe whatever may have happened.
He just got fined for stretching, Cole. I don't know if I like this new America we're turning into.
Yeah, you tried to trip him. It's okay.
Hey, Cole, just stretching. What's wrong with stretching? Gotta get the tight knees.
Hey, I'm cool with stretching. Wait till the action goes to the other end of the court.
Also want to throw this in there. Falling on my laces tweeted over the weekend. Harrison with a targeting in the spring game. It's Ronnie Harrison.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I thought we flipped out over that. Didn't we flip out over that against Mississippi State game? Aren't you a bad kid for doing that to your own teammates?
Oh, he is.
No, who would ever do that?
But this one didn't actually cancel the game.
Oh, okay. We're back tomorrow, 6-10 roundtable next.